Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Do you want to?
Oh. Oh, is this happening again?
Well, because we're into the third episode
never
of the season.
You want me to do it?
If you wanted to.
Oh, I'd love to.
I didn't
want
to hog
Look,
it.
Don't have to convince me twice. Okay.
Not if I've convinced you
Well,
once.
I was just about to do it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Oof,
now I have to start again. I have to get my breath. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
All right, hang on.
I mean, I don't know what that means, actually.
Oh, you don't?
Is it a theatrical term?
Absolutely
get
it
my
is.
My breath.
That's totally a theatrical term.
What does
term.
That mean? Just
It just
take a
means,
breath?
Yeah.
Wow, stars, they're just like
when you put it that way.
I have to take breaths all the time.
Right, but this is a little different, Bert. It's like, it's a breath of intention. Do you know what I mean? It's a breath.
If I'm
playing Blanche Dubois, then I'm taking breath as Blanche.
She's coming
with the intention.
You know, because she is always dependent upon the kindness of strangers.
The kindness of strangers. And she's going to put the handkerchiefs on the lamps, you see? And that is a certain breath. Blanche is a certain breath. But if you're going to do Annie and Annie gets your gun, well, that's a different breath. That's a rootin' tootin' breath. You know what I mean?
Do you think they would ever meet?
Annie and
well,
Blanche.
They're
both Southern gals, I'll tell you what.
It's true. They're different time periods, though.
You just gave me a great idea for a one-woman show. A two-woman show.
Where you're both women?
Correct.
Yes, of course. So do you think that Annie Oakley, I don't know when she died. I don't know if she died young or elderly. Do you think she would have been able to live long enough to meet Blanche Dubois?
That's wild. But wait, one was real and one was fictitious, right? Are they both fictitious?
Well, they're both... I don't.
Was Annie Oakley real? I was getting
Annie
confused.
Annie Oakley was real.
I get confused because Unseekable Molly Brown, well, she was real and they made a musical about her.
That's right. Which is
But
weird.
Annie Oakley, are we talking normal now? Because we didn't even do it. We started whispering and then I was going to introduce us, but now we're just talking.
Now
normal.
We're just talking full voice.
Should I just do the
we're
intro
talking,
and then get back into the
we're
conversation?
We're just doing voce, not sotto voce.
Oh, very good, Bernd. I didn't know you knew that.
Well, I mean, it's not, I think that's a term that's not confined to the theater.
Oh, it isn't? Is that in the pharmaceutical world?
No, it's not it is not a term of art.
I mean, I can understand it. If you're discussing some guy who comes up and he's wanting some extra, you know,
right.
You have to probably discuss him in a sotto voce.
This guy.
Although that's more like side voce.
Side voce.
I just made it up.
That's a good name.
Whatever the Italian word for side is, I don't know.
What is the Italian word for side?
Oh, you know?
You're combing
your memory as if it might be in there.
Honestly, I'm going to get out of my memory palace because I do not know and I've never known. And I don't know why I thought that.
I call mine a memory theater.
Here's what I was thinking. Oh, of course. That's lovely.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. And so So you go into your memory theater.
I do.
And then your memories put on a show for you so you can remember them.
Well, in a way, or I'll just see them in the audience. I'm on stage.
Oh, you're on stage in the memory theater.
Of course I am.
And then you see the things you remember are the audience.
They're watching me. Oh, they're watching me. Yeah, let's be clear.
Of course.
Sometimes memory theater's all I have.
Oh, Joan.
I'm fine. So welcome to the Neighborhood Listen.
Oh, there we are.
Here we are. I am Joan Pedestrian.
Did you hear a third person?
Oh, babe. Well, that's Doug. We did. Usually he doesn't chime in so soon.
No, I know. Is that
I didn't mean to chime in.
It's okay. Chime away.
The meters just broke at that point.
What does that
the
mean?
Sound meters.
Oh, the sound meters. Oh,
okay, but we do have parking meters in front of our house, which is a bit
that's
weird.
Right.
That is
and
strange.
Sometimes he does have to run out and fill them up because it's only 10 minutes a quarter.
And they don't, you know what drives me crazy? When they have those parking meters that still take coins, but they only take coins.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, and they charge more.
And then you know what? They have the one that they made where you could put the card in, but it's all, you know, the digital screen is broken. So it's just all black. So you have absolutely no idea.
You're
trying
to shade
in the sun. You're trying to shade, you know, and you're usually always late when that happens. And you're just like, hell with it.
Just going by the light on the outside, a little flashing light.
That's right.
Anyway, it's
weird.
They
don't take nickels.
They do not take
nickels.
They used to.
Did they?
Actually,
they used to take nickels.
This is such a funny.
They still take pennies.
Dignity nickels?
Dignity nickels.
Dignity nickels. Well, that was.
They take Dignics. Now, Dignics, if you're not from Dignity Falls.
Right. This is a classic. Have we not talked about Dignics yet?
We've never talked about Dignics, I don't think.
Wow.
But they were, Dignity Falls was making their own nickels. And this was after the Civil War.
Yes. And they were made out of
way
bullets.
After.
This was during,
they
way
were made
after.
Out
yeah,
of,
it was 1965.
They were made from they were made from bullets. Am I correct?
They were made from old copper bullets.
Copper bullets.
That's right.
Yep.
Because of course, at the Civil War, they went through lead bullets. Then they had silver bullets because there was some supernatural concerns. Then they said, you know what?
The werewolves were all union, which was weird.
The werewolves were all union, which I, you know what? I take pride in that.
They were on the right side of history. But not the right side of this world.
No. Oh, that makes me think of the Underworld series of films.
Oh,
Speaking of, here we go.
About the Kate Beckinsale ones?
Yes.
Ooh, those scared me. I only got through one.
Oh, they're terrifying films.
Oh, they're so scary.
They're so scary.
It's just scary how much thinner Kate Beckinsale gets each and every time.
Right. Well,
Give that woman some bread.
She needs more blood.
That's true.
I remember seeing that film. There was a moment where early on in the film, you know, it's a war between the vampires and the lycans. Which I don't know why they never said werewolf.
Right. Because you had to have a different, although I always thought lycan was a moth.
Lycan
so
plant.
Doug knows.
It's a lycanthrope.
Lycanthrope. It's a nickname.
I thought he said lycan porn, and I didn't know what that meant, and I didn't want to know.
Babe, let's not get into that.
It's pronounced the same way, isn't it? L-I-C-H-E-N.
Yes.
As L-Y-C-A-N.
Yes.
That's another thing that's very confusing. But it made me think, is the word werewolf copywritten somewhere? Does it belong to someone?
No, I think you know how people are always trying to sort of reboot the supernatural. So they were just trying to reboot werewolves.
Why didn't they come up with
a different name?
Different name for vampire then.
I mean, vampire just works.
It's just, I got no notes. So we know that there's a war between the vampires and the lycans.
We know this.
It's established immediately, and so they are chasing each other and they're shooting at each other.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, why are they shooting? a werewolf, a lycan, you can kill him with a silver bullet.
Yes.
But a vampire, you can't kill him with a bullet. And I thought,
and they were shooting the bullets at the vampires.
They were shooting the bullets at the vampires.
No, that makes no sense.
And then I thought, wait, they're wooden. They must be wooden.
Or
bullets.
Garlic. Garlic bullets.
I don't think garlic can kill. I think they just don't like it.
Too much garlic can kill, let me tell you.
Boy, that's true. Remember that night of the Stinking Rose?
Woo! Too bad it's gone.
It's too bad it's gone. And it burned down the next
day. But honestly, how do you build a whole entire franchise on just garlic? I mean, is it really in every single item on the menu? I only went one time.
Tell that to the owners of the Oregano Palace.
Right. Which is still going strong.
Still going strong.
Unbelievable.
Especially now that a lot of people assume that it's a weed shop.
Correct.
I think they're being clever.
You can't smoke the oregano.
What's that, Doug?
You can smoke the oregano.
You can smoke.
He has tried.
Sure.
You can smoke anything, really. You just shouldn't.
Wait, what you're saying?
It's encouraged to smoke oregano. It's encouraged at to smoke the oregano palace.
Yes, it's the only thing you're allowed to smoke there.
What is really good medicinal properties? We all know this. What'd you say, babe?
Sorry, am I not audible?
You are.
Feels like everything I say.
You know what it is? It's that you're not being confident in what you're saying, okay. And I think you're sort of swallowing a little bit, and so we have to ask you.
He just never wants to interrupt us, you know, because it's got to be hard. He's always in a.
That's not an impression I've gotten.
He's always in a different room. And why it's thought this was funny that we were talking about Dignics is that he's in the coin room today.
Oh, you're in the coin room?
Yes, he's got such an unbelievable collection.
I feel like I've heard of this. What happens in the coin room? Obviously, a bunch of coins.
Yes.
A bunch of coins all stood up on their sides. So you have to be super careful when you come in here.
That was his thing, not me. I mean, he says he's taken hours to set these things up. I mean, I was like, just put them in a jar. I mean, what do you mean? I can't take them to the bank and use them eventually? I mean, that's what I do.
So these are not like exotic coins.
No,
it's just change.
Just pennies.
All right. And Doug, why? That seems like a precarious.
Dignics.
Yeah. The famous copper nickels. Doug, I feel like it's a precarious place to be bringing equipment into.
Yeah. All it is just no. That's just, you get anywhere near the room, that's all you hear. So I don't bother. I just don't bother.
I don't blame you.
It's his coin. It's his coin palace.
To me, it forces me to sit still and really focus.
It's a meditative thing for him.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe that's why he's a little bit tentative, because I think he is a little bit calmer in there.
Yeah.
Because he can't move.
And we're like screaming memes over here.
That's right.
But anyway, there weren't wooden bullets, and so it didn't make sense why they were shooting at each other.
You know, maybe it was because, like, you know, when Baz Luhrmann did that Romeo and Juliet, and he made the guns what on the side of it, they were called
swords.
Yeah, sword.
Is that true?
No, I'm not kidding.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I knew they had guns.
Oh, it's very cool. But the guns are called like blade or something. It's as if it's like the brand is a blade, right? So they're still using a blade, but it's a gun.
So anytime if they mention a sword in there
or a blade,
it's like
the gun.
It's a gun actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
So maybe they were trying to do that. I don't know.
Right.
They're, like I said, they're always trying to reboot everything.
Do you know what I think is a wonderful thing in Shakespeare? And I don't think it gets enough credit. Is when, of course, his friend Mercutio, mm-hmm. He is slain by a blade.
Yes.
And one of the last things he says is, "You have made worm's meat of me." And I think, but to have the presence of mind to say that to someone.
And he's blaming him. I mean, what a terrible way to just go into death. And now you're just, it's the ultimate guilt trip.
If a friend of mine gets me stabbed with a sword, I hope I have the presence of mind to say, "You have made worms meat of me."
In such a poetic way.
Exactly.
If there's anything that Shakespeare did, he gave people the most poetic deaths. He made them their most lucid and their most verbal when they were at death's door.
Absolutely. I have a little punch up.
Oh, okay. Here's great. Bern has some notes for Shakespeare.
No, not for Shakespeare. For myself. Here's what I hope I say.
Oh, okay.
If I'm in this specific situation.
Which was, just to review,
a friend gets stabbed to death with a sword. I would, if just a maniac comes up and stabs me, I'm not going to say
it. You're not going to tell him, because you have a history with him.
Exactly. This is, if my friend is responsible for this happening.
Yes.
I will say in my dying, I hope it's my dying breath. And I also hope I know which one is my dying breath.
Now that would be a true breath. If we're talking about what you have to take, breath of intention, get your death breath.
To say, gotta get your death breath. If I had the presence of mind to say, "You have made worm's meat of me." And then a little pause and say, "William Shakespeare." And then die.
You are going to give credit where credit is due.
Right. Exactly.
Because there's probably no way your friend will know what you're referencing. Who knows?
Yes.
Who's very well-read in Shakespeare? You are. Who knows?
Of course I'm very well-read in Shakespeare. I don't think we've talked about it here on the show, but of course I know chapter and verse.
You do. You have all the tomes at home, and you really do. You are kind of you're a little bit of a Shakespeare freak.
I guess I'm a Shakespeare nut.
You're a Shakespeare nut.
Yeah, that's just who I am. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Dignics. So during the 60s, you know, there was a big nickel shortage, mm-hmm. the element nickel. which nickels are made of.
Right.
And they're also named after Johnny Nichols, who was one of the founding fathers.
Of Dignity Falls.
Of Dignity Falls.
Yeah.
Oh, not of America.
No.
No. because he had a very flat, round, shiny head. And he didn't have, no, that's why, because the nickel doesn't have the edging. Doesn't have the whatever you call that.
Just the rim?
The ridges. The ridges.
Oh, they don't have ridges.
Yes.
They're like.
The nickel and the penny don't have ridges. They're like anti-ruffles.
I couldn't get it out fast enough.
I could see you struggling. I was like, I got to swoop in there.
You knew I just wanted to say ruffles.
I'm going
to
do an eBay snipe on Joan.
I really wanted to bid on that one. Damn it. That's right. So he had a smooth, round, shiny head.
Yes. A smooth, shiny, flat, round head.
That's right.
And so.
And that's why we sang the song in school. We grew up singing.
Right.
Johnny Nichols, he's had a shiny dome. Johnny Nichols, he'll guide your way home.
And so.
You went to a very Catholic school where they did not really allow the song. So I know that's why you're not as familiar.
We would sing it in the schoolyard, of course.
And then, it was foreboding.
Yes. And then if we were caught doing that, of course, the nuns would just punch us right in the face. Oh,
that is just, is that true?
Yes.
God, you hear the stories, but man,
they would wind up Popeye style. Like they would, they would twirl their fists in the air and you knew it was coming. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do. You're a child. You have no rights.
You certainly couldn't run away.
Like, they do the thing where they wind up the right arm and then they punch you with the left arm?
They would do that one.
That's a nasty trick. They would
actually twist their fist. And then they'd punch you, and then, of course, you would go flying around in a circle.
Oh, now that is ridiculous.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
The nuns, they're terrible people.
Wow.
So if we have any listeners who are nuns, you know. So Johnny Nichols, he's dead. And so during the nickel shortage, mm-hmm. the shortage of the nickel element, which now we have too much of.
Oh, too much nickel.
It's you know, nickel and helium are always on opposite ends of the seesaw.
Oh,
and right now we have hardly any helium left. But they're still selling helium balloons. They're still selling. You can still get helium balloons.
But that's wild to me.
I mean, it's all we use it for, of course.
That's it. What else is it?
I honestly don't know what else helium is used for.
I can't think of a thing.
I'm sure. And please, if there's anyone who knows it's used in some medical breakthrough, fine. To make someone's voice higher if they have too deep of a voice.
I mean, I know some singers who hit helium right before they went on stage.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. It was a real thing.
And would it really help?
Or would
it
would.
It just makes it sound ridiculous.
Cheating, you know. You had to make sure that you didn't run out before the end. I had a friend.
You had to time it just right.
She was doing Music Man. She was doing Marion. She's doing the My White Knight. She would just take a hit of that stuff and she'd go out. But then sometimes it would just go from My White Knight. Because she had a very, very low voice and it would just drop. It wasn't even subtle, you know, and she got exposed.
When that helium,
she was run out of town.
Oh, no, like a Milli Vanilli scenario.
It was just like that.
Well, that's terrible, of course. What was her name?
Milli Vanilli was also, I mean, yeah, it's very well known. They also lip synced their cover of My White Knight.
That's right. They did all the Broadway favorites.
They did. They did a whole, people don't know about that because it was the last one.
Really
they were just
to
about
do.
To release
yes.
their Broadway cover.
Exactly. Exactly. Girl, you know, it's true. It's riding high on the charts. And they're like, this is now we can do our Broadway album.
We can
album.
Do our Broadway album.
They were going to do Soliloquy from Carousel. Just switch
What's
off
the buzz?
Every other word. What's the buzz? Of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we made our own nickels here,
mm-hmm.
While they were largely out of circulation in the mm-hmm. US, and it's too bad because back then a nickel could buy you a lot.
Well, yes. And every price in Dignity Falls ended with a five.
Yes.
And that was why they were so valuable here.
That's right. That's right.
And so then that's what we used for a good long time.
Yeah. Copper nickels. Dig nicks.
You know, I wonder if anyone has one. If you have one, right?
I thought they were. I've always thought they were too thick, though.
They were thick.
They were very, very thick. They definitely couldn't fit through any. To talk about parking meters,
yeah.
So they had to make some new ones.
Yeah.
And then also all the arcade games. Boy, it was tough to get them in there.
It really was, and you know, Dignity Falls had that nickel arcade. where you could go in there and there was one Defender machine, and then the rest of the machines in the arcade were just like the old sort of Atlantic City boardwalk.
Yes.
Just boring thing. You would wait and wait and wait for somebody to get away from the Defender machine so you could play, and then you'd go and make a clown dance or whatever it was, some rickety old tin harlequin.
These were, I didn't spend as much time in arcades as you did as a child.
A lot of time in that arcade.
I
say we got trouble.
Millie Vanilli also did Trouble.
That's
it was
right.
great. It was that's really right. good. And you know, that's how I knew. I was like, there's no way they're doing that pattern that great. There's just no way. There's just no, it's too hard.
No, yeah, I didn't believe that was Millie or Vanilli saying Captain Billy's whiz bang.
Oh man, it's a real shame.
It's a real shame. What happened to Millie Vanilli?
I don't know. I thought, where didn't they go on Dancing with the Stars and everything was forgiven? I don't know. I feel like that's what happened.
I think one of them died before that show.
Oh dear. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, I watched Dancing with the Stars for the first time in my life.
You did?
Recently, yes.
And who was on it?
Well, there was Barry Williams played Greg Brady.
Oh, right. Yep.
And I remember
A star.
Now, of course, as a child, I grew up watching The Brady Bunch.
Yes.
And there was probably a time in my life where I would have been kind of excited to see Barry Williams on a dancing competition. Mm-hmm. And then seeing him now, I felt nothing.
Just like the dancer in Chorus Line who felt nothing.
Oh yeah, which one was that? Looks
and
that
I
dance
felt
three?
nothing.
Oh, actually sings I felt nothing.
She literally sings I felt nothing. It's wow. all about her. She goes to an acting class and they're like, pretend you're a tree, pretend you're a snowman, and she just feels nothing, which just exposes that acting is just a lot of bullshit.
It really is, right?
I think so.
I mean, I don't you know. Can say
unless
that.
You're British, then it's very serious, of and course. Then training actually means something because you. Yes. Can do anything.
Exactly. Speak the speak, I pray you. Speak the speak.
Trippingly
speak.
On the tongue.
That's right.
Oh, look who else has read it.
A horse. These are all the classics.
I think we all know these are the classics.
How now, you black and secret midnight hags?
Oh, is that from, we can say it because we're not in the theater, but
that's
that from
right.
Macbeth, yeah.
That's right.
And then, of course, which one is your favorite? Which play is your favorite? Which Shakespeare is your favorite?
Probably King Lear.
Oh, really?
Yes,
so dark.
King Lear. Do you think that says something about me?
Possibly.
I think there's something about, I mean, I'm not a father.
No.
But I think if I were a father, I definitely would tell my children that they have to prove how much they love me in order to gain their inheritance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's I mean, what you took not? From that. You read that and you're like, that sounds pretty good. That's what
it
I would
sounded,
do.
It sounded fun, honestly. But here's the thing. I mean, I'm not a fool. It's like, obviously, this is the way it's written in the play is to go poorly.
Yes.
But I feel like in real life, it could be fun for the family.
Okay, but then he goes insane at the end. Who wants to do that?
Well,
that's very sad.
He was written to go insane.
Well, that's why everyone wants to play it.
Because they get to go cuckoo.
Yeah, which is just like so fun to play right. cuckoo, which is you just, oh boy.
Do you think it's actors. Because actors, they also want to pick up a lady?
with King Lear? Oh, wait, pretending to go crazy? Wait, I think I'm misunderstanding your question.
Well, which one are you thinking of?
No. Pick up a lady. What do you mean?
At one point, one of his daughters dies, and he carries her into he carries her onto the stage, and it's a big deal.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember that part. Is it Goneril? Have we ever
I
heard
don't want
a
to spoil
worse
it for
name
you.
For a person than
it's
Goneril?
Terrible. It's not even a good
now,
name for a medicine.
What in the right, Goneril is what you take the medicine for.
That's right. That's
I
right.
mean, and the other two, if I remember, they're named pretty normally.
Heather.
Is that it?
And McKinsley.
McKinsley. How many McKinsleys are there in kindergarten this year in Dignity Falls? I swear there are so many McKinsleys or Kinsleys. What are we naming our kids these days?
It's easier, I think, to count the ones that are not named Kinsley or McKinsley.
Do you think anyone, like, even maybe it's too,
is listening to
maybe
this?
It's too, maybe it's two Shakespeare PhDs that name their daughter Goneril.
Oh.
Do you think that there is someone walking through this life named Goneril?
I
you can't even
that.
Call him, but what's a good nickname? Gone?
Really?
Gonery? Nope, that's bad. Goner?
Goner?
Oh my God, there's just nothing good.
Neryl?
That's the least offensive one. The least depressing ones.
It is.
Oh, man.
Ugh, what a play.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, I mean, how long have we been talking?
Probably long enough.
I think it's time for a break.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Doug.
Keeping us
on track.
Is everything still in there? Everything good? Anything falling over?
All coins upright?
Yeah, it's still going okay.
Okay.
Just escrow really wants to get in.
Oh, escrow is scratching at the door.
Last time
I can't believe he's still with us.
Now, escrow is 27
years old? 27
years old,
yes. That's right. Ooh, God bless.
It's quite a smell. Going off in waves. Now, of course, you have to be very, very careful with the kids, of course, going in that room.
Of course, this is their college fund. And they know the rules.
Can you remind us of the rules?
Coin knocked over is not going into their college fund.
One penny less that goes into that fund.
What's strange too is that the Dignics are worth a minus 2 cents.
Yeah, really. I mean, honestly, when you think about it, what a silly endeavor. It just makes
Silly endeavor.
But that's Dignity Falls for you.
That says it on the side. All right. We should take a break. When we return, by the way, this is the neighborhood. Listen. And
Did I say that? Maybe I did.
I did. You did.
You just pointed at me like it was Kane Muni court martial.
Strawberries. how do you see Mutiny on the Bounty and then say, well, I'm going to do a Mutiny one too?
Is that what happened? Did that one follow?
Well, I mean,
was there a spate of Mutiny shows?
Mutiny on the Bounty definitely was first.
Yes, it was.
And then the Kane Mutiny, come on.
And they're making a movie of it.
Currently. Again?
Oh yeah. It's about to come out. Big stars.
Who's
can't remember a one. We'll have that for you when we come back. But we'll also have a guest.
That's true. We will have a guest that we have found from the Neighbor app when the Neighbor Listen returns. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, this is Nicole. Does anybody know who owns the Grover Cleveland Pizza Hut? We ordered delivery at 8:30 p.m. on July 4th, almost $50 worth. Was told it'd be 45 minutes to an hour. Still nothing, and it's July 6th. I called yesterday, July 5th, spoke with a lady who basically told me I was lying because they stopped doing deliveries at 7. I told her my bank account was charged. We were told it'd be delivered. We waited and waited, missed all all the fireworks shows and ended up eating cereal for dinner. She said, well, if I, in fact, ordered and they didn't deliver, then check my account for a refund. I said, this is terrible customer service. No apology, no nothing. She chuckled and said, call corporate.
Am I going to do a welcome back?
I don't care.
Okay, okay. Oh, wow. That's
I'm sorry. That was harsh.
It really was.
That was very harsh.
I want you to care. I just want you to...
I was thinking about that Kingler thing.
I mean, yeah, I didn't get you stabbed, burnt.
And I pray you never
And you came at me with real, I got you stabbed energy now.
I really did, and I apologize for that. Maybe I'm hangry.
All right, welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen, and we have a post here, and Bernd is going to read it.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, of course, we look to the social networking application, the NeighborHap, which is, gives you the comings and goings of your neighborhood. People are saying, I want this, I want that. Did you hear that? What does that smell? That sort of thing. And we look for interesting people and then we talk to them. And this is a post from someone named Amanda. And Amanda writes, seeking ghost exterminator. I guess she was afraid to write Ghostbuster for fear of being sued.
Sure, sure.
The spirits at, what were we just talking, werewolf, it's like that.
Yes.
Can't say werewolf. Ghostbuster. The spirits in our house have been acting up again and bothering the kids at bedtime. I thought they took a hike when we got our new dog a few years ago, but I think they've since realized he's harmless. If you have any references to help us with cleansing our home, please share. I think past efforts have not worked. I was told the ghost just blew out everyone's candle. And thank you for Patrick Watson for submitting that. That was one that we did not find ourselves, and I should have said that at the top. But if you would like to send us one, of course, burntandjoan@gmail.com. Screen cap and send. All right. So we do not have Amanda here.
We do not. We're actually, there's a presence here with us.
I sense a presence, and I am not skilled in this at all, but let me just give it a shot.
Okay, go for it.
Spirit, if you can hear us and if you are among us right now, please make yourself known to us in some way.
Am I coming in clearly?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Yes. You're right there. Like, I can see you. This is amazing.
Good.
Bert, that was really good.
Bert, can I tell you, is it Bernt or
Bert?
It's Bert.
Yeah, with an N. Yep.
I hope that's not foreshadowing your death.
I hope not too.
Loved that introduction. Can I tell you how many people just walk around going, I hope for a sign. I hope for light a fucking candle, do a ritual, use some fancy words. My God. It's like inviting people for over and then not having hors d'oeuvres. What are you doing?
Oh, you know what? I am with you there. I'm absolutely with you there. Now, tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Oh, my God. I didn't even say that. How rude of me.
It's not rude at all. I'm almost ruder than Amanda, that bitch
who wants to exterminate me. My name is Dee Dee Darmsworth.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Oh, my goodness. Deceased since 2017. So recent, but doesn't feel recent to me.
Oh, is that true?
I have so many questions
honestly, for you.
2017 feels like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, time is crazy, right?
It really is, Dee Dee.
From this side it is, but please tell us. I mean, I have so many questions for you.
I have three.
Just three?
Yep.
Okay, why don't you start with your three?
No, you start because maybe you'll cover some of mine.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is a bit, is it, you know how sometimes people who go through difficult things are like, here's what not to say, but I've never seen a list of what not to say to a ghost.
There's no what not to say
First of all, do you prefer ghost
Amanda,
or spirit?
But,
okay.
Oh, either one.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to get the terms wrong.
You could also just call me Dee Dee.
And I could call you Dee Dee. Yeah. Okay, great. Is it indelicate to ask how you passed?
Yes, that's all right to ask.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Oh, do we have
Okay, so my husband, Brad, he wanted to use those little candles in the windows at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should speak up because of the yard work.
Sure. I was following your lead. I thought.
No, I appreciate that.
Every household is different.
But then once we all got quiet.
I know. That's all you could hear was the yard work.
I'll haunt him later.
Please do.
Oh, please.
So I was, my husband Brad wanted to do those little candles in the windows.
Motives.
He doesn't like Christmas lights. Well, maybe he does now. I don't know. But he didn't like Christmas lights. He was very traditional. And so I had gone up to the attic. I went up to the chest that he kept them in. He inherited them from his grandma.
Oh.
I took a little forward tumble in. My bottom hit the top of the trunk. It closed on me.
Oh, no.
What?
And I yelled a couple of times, but there is so little air in this candle trunk.
Oh, no.
Just me and the candles.
A candle trunk. Oh.
It was just me, the candles, and a couple of Dignics, I guess, that he had inherited from his grandmother as well.
Oh, my gosh.
All over the place.
Long time locals.
Gosh. Yeah.
And that's so uncomfortable because they are very, they weren't even smooth. That's uncomfortable to be stuck on a bunch of them.
That was the least of my worries, I'll be honest.
Okay, fair enough.
I was really.
Fair enough, fair enough.
That makes sense.
It makes sense.
I had so many other thoughts. I mean, I will say after 6 to 7 hours, that's when I started to think, well, this isn't comfortable. That's when I figured out what they were.
Yeah. Right. Oh, got it.
Because I thought they were candles. And
sure,
then
it was so dark in there probably.
It was
so scary.
It was dark. Yeah. It was, I'm still embarrassed. First of all, I haven't been found.
No.
What? Oh my goodness.
New family in the house, Amanda and co. Haven't explored the chest.
Oh, my word.
Literally heard them go up and go, oh, my gosh, an old chest. And heard Amanda go, there's probably nothing in it. Because she's so fun and interesting. I'm so glad she's alive and that I am dead. It feels like a great choice.
Strange thing to say.
Right?
And it's crazy that, forgive me, but they didn't smell anything, you know, because to be honest, it's been a couple years.
Okay. And I can't. That's one thing you should know.
Oh.
I can't smell.
Oh.
It's one thing I don't have anymore. I miss it so much. Oh. I see them make coffee and it's the one thing I want to smell. I just want to smell the coffee.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, unless you were going to say something. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, no. I was going to say things are getting ugly for me in that chest.
Oh,
I peek in here and there and it's upsetting.
Okay, so that's the thing. Please tell us the first time you somehow lifted out of your body. Like what happened?
Well, I mean, I didn't lift out very far because it is a process. It's something that it feels unnatural. And so when it started to happen, I thought, oh, I'm dissociating. Am I having sex? You know, I didn't know what was happening.
Right.
And I had clearly passed out, as you do before you die.
Yes.
Depending on the death.
God willing.
Burnt to death. I don't know what would happen.
Oh, boy, no, I hope you pass out.
She just said burnt to death. Oh,
goodness. Boy, oh boy.
I don't know. Look, I don't know if names suggest the way we'll die. But I will say that when I was going up to the attic to get the Christmas candles, I was singing dee 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 because we had just been watching the Smurfs.
Oh, sure.
So look, it was a foreshadowing.
But that's, I don't know.
Oh my goodness. That's just, I hope that's just a terrible coincidence.
So right, what I'm saying is it could be related.
Because I thought they said la la la.
Understood.
You know what? And you're right. I got it wrong. Karma. That was probably karma. Is that what you're saying? Maybe it was. Okay,
no, I was saying, I shouldn't have made her feel bad.
The creators of the Smurfs are very happy that I went. That I went. I got it wrong.
Right.
And so I had to go.
No, that's not it.
No,
that's
I'm just pulling your leg.
Accident.
Fun spirit
I'm just pulling
humor.
Your leg. I'll blow out your candle later.
Oh.
I tell you what.
Okay, so you say it's a process. So you pass out and then what?
I floated out a little bit and I thought, oh, I thought I woke up in the chest and I thought, I'm gonna hit my head again. I kept hitting my head when I
Oh no.
By the way, Brad immediately thought I had left him, went out looking for me.
Oh.
Had he simply looked around the house, perhaps looked in the attic where I had said, I'm going to go up to the attic, Brad. I'm going to go get the candles.
I never listen. Men don't listen.
He never, what? He never went up to the attic?
He peeked in, yelled, I don't think she's here, as I was yelling, Brad, I'm in here.
So he yelled.
We yelled over each other.
He yelled to what he assumed was an empty attic, I don't think she's here.
He talks to himself all the time.
Oh, I see.
This is what happens, whether it's, you know, looking for something in the refrigerator or literally, I'm right here in the truck. It's literally right in front of you and they don't even see it. They don't even care.
Yeah, it was upsetting. And I tried yelling a couple more times, but air was
it was at a premium.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sure.
But anyway, then I suddenly realized.
Did you try banging?
I did try banging and I kept hearing him. I kept hearing Brad yell, old fucking house, fucking old house. I never even wanted to move here. Should have gotten a condo.
How were you and Brad doing before this happened? Did you have a good, how long have you been together before this happened?
You know what? Okay. We had been married in 2016. So it was our first Christmas together. We dated for 8 years before that.
Okay.
Wow.
So listen, he's very passive aggressive, you know, very waspy. Arguments
Brad.
If he were angry at me, he would never yell at me, but he would be talking in the other room about me.
Oh boy. Like if you if someone is a baby or with a dog, they'll do that, you know, of just like, oh, well, you must be tired because mommy won't stop yelling at dad. That's why you're tired.
Oh, well, you should see Amanda with this dog that they got, which, by the way, I did think was a hellhound and I did leave for a couple of years. I wasn't sure what was going on.
What breed?
It, you know what? It's one of these tiny designer Chihuahua dogs with the tongue hanging out the mouth. It's terrifying to look at. I don't think anything would be that small. I think their tongues are hanging out that way because they have strokes because they're inbred. I don't think it's a good look.
Oh, dear.
Just get a golden retriever.
Sure.
Agreed.
What are you doing?
That's what we have.
Oh, is that what you...
A golden retriever, yes.
Nice.
His tongue is right in place.
Yes, it should be.
Well, he's pretty old, but okay, so you and Brad were you sort of on the rocks before this happened?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I guess there's no argument because we did break up once I died.
Oh,
if you want to look at that way.
Sure.
But
I guess I'm responding to you saying that he thought you left him. And so, you know, why would he think you would just up and leave? Like, you know, that's dramatic to leave the house and leave him.
No, you're right. But do you know what? This happened every time we had a fight. Most of the time I had left.
Oh,
but not.
And by leaving, you mean like for a couple days or like?
Well, once I did it for a couple days, but oh my gosh, that time I was like, never again. He was in a tizzy. Oh. What I would do is I would walk out in a huff, but then I would just stand by the garage because he would always come out and, you know.
In a panic.
In a panic, and we'd have a reunion by the garage. Oh, the neighbors loved it. It was sort of a show.
But
I can see that.
After the first time this happened, it didn't register with him. Oh, she's just going stand by the garage.
I think he knew.
Oh, I think he knew.
This was a ritual.
Just how we made up. This was
your makeup sex.
Yes. Just garage reunion.
Yes. But you know, I do blame myself because the one time I disappeared for 2 days, I think he may have thought that I truly might have been doing that again.
I see.
He could have maybe looked for longer than 20 minutes before packing a suitcase and leaving.
So he left the house that day?
Oh, yeah.
Why would he leave?
To look for me.
Right. Oh, so he went on an extended journey.
He said, I have to get rid of the house, and he's just out, and you have no idea where he is now. Or do you?
I'm sorry. Say that all of
I'm
that
sorry.
Again.
That was, I just.
I don't think he was trying to get rid of the house when he went looking for me.
Okay. Okay.
He was just looking for me, thinking I had taken off on a dramatic exit. Although we weren't in a fight. I had just literally gone up to get, we were decorating the tree.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're decorating the house.
And he thought you'd got enough of a jump on him that he needed to pack a bag in order to go looking for you.
I think he didn't know what to expect. And Brad was very prepared. You know, he was a Boy Scout.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was first a Brownie because
once
he
Boy
was
Scout.
Mistakenly put in the girls' troop.
Right. Oh, wow.
And then he became a Boy Scout when he finally said, it's just my mom has me grow my hair out long.
Right. He was one of those little boys that had beautiful golden curls.
Oh, his mother. Don't get me started on Brad's mother. She would not cut his hair until he was 14 years old.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
it was like a Rapunzel.
A long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Rapunzel.
Yeah. Was that what they called him in school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. Although I will say, when we were in college, he grew it out again because then, you know, it's cooler then, and I would climb that hair to get to him.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So you'd known each other for quite a while.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, how old were you when you passed, if I may ask that? Is that rude to ask?
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, I'm of the thinking you can ask anybody their age. I don't have this, don't ask women their age. I was 34.
Okay.
We had dated for 8 years, but we had hooked up in college.
I see.
We had not been dating.
Okay.
Do you know what? When I was younger, when I was in high school myself, I thought the term hooked up meant something much milder. And then when I started hearing people use it as an adult, I realized, oh, that always meant one thing.
Did it always, though? I think the hookup changed.
It did change. Okay,
it really
that
was
makes
a catch-all, I think. I think it was everything from holding hands to doing it.
Well, and also, I mean, sometimes my mom would say to her friends, we should hook up sometime.
Exactly. Oh, that's confusing. That's confusing.
Get together for coffee.
And complain about her husband.
That's
yeah.
My mother, when I was a boy, used to call my male friends my boyfriends.
Oh, boy.
She would say, oh, Bernard had his boyfriend over.
That is very cute. Gosh. I mean, and why not? Because people are always referring to girls and their girlfriends.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's
true.
Exactly.
But if it's boys and it's gay.
I'm going out with my boyfriends tonight.
You know what? I wish you would bring that back.
I will. Why not?
I can't do it because I don't have a say anymore. more.
Oh, no.
You have to bring it back.
It's true. I will do that for you.
Thank oh, I
you.
Like that.
I can't start trends. I can't smell coffee.
So you know? Actually, you know what? That kind of, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. This brings me to sort of a question of you saying you'll do something for her or that idea. Dispel this myth or say that it's true that in the afterlife, maybe the reason that you are still in a house, and I don't want to say haunting. Is haunting derogatory? Do you want to, how do you describe it?
Well, I'm haunting Amanda intentionally.
Oh, you are doing it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you know how sometimes, and again, this is probably just the entertainment industry saying this, but that a spirit will need something done for them or something, you know.
Unfinished to business.
Correct. Thank
Unfinished
you.
This was my second question. Business.
Oh, it was.
So you've okay. covered two of mine so far. Okay, this is great.
Oh, I think oh, this is more for the living. This concept.
Let me okay, explain. See, I wondered about this.
Let me explain why.
Okay.
I don't think dead people need closure. We didn't want to die. For closure to happen, I would need 40 more years.
Oh, that's so, wow.
Nobody
really
has
so true.
40 years of things to do for me.
No.
And actually more than that, honestly, that would just put me in my 70s, 50 to 60 more years.
Oh yeah. Look at you. You look great.
Closure is for the living.
Do you know, if you die,
that's so well put.
It really is well put. And sometimes it takes a ghost. Do you know when you die of unusual circumstances,
like your friend gets you stabbed?
Let's say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your friend gets you stabbed with a sword.
Sure.
Are you then gifted the, this is a crazy question.
We have a ghost sitting in our house. Come on. All bets are off.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak for all ghosts, obviously.
Of course, right. Ghosts are not a monolith.
Not a monolith, but I know some other ghosts.
Sure. Well, and I definitely have a follow up about that. But are you gifted the knowledge of how old you would have lived to be? And then die of natural causes when your life is cut short by an unnatural. Okay.
There's nothing psychic in the afterlife.
Nothing?
Let me tell you one of my biggest pet peeves.
Sure.
About being dead.
And then we'll go around the room. Oh, about being dead. Okay. Well,
I think
then
you spoke too soon.
Yeah, I did. I jumped the gun on that one.
I would love to hear your pet peeves about death.
You jumped the blade.
Just about death in general. I mean, I'm sure we all have them. My pet peeve is when you hear these mediums talk about, you know, contacting people's loved ones from the other side.
Yes.
The loved ones always know things. Okay, so they'll be able to tell the psychic certain things about the future, like
right.
like oh, don't worry, my daughter shouldn't worry so much. She's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Right. She's not going to die of cancer like I did.
Right.
We don't know.
That's another thing that's for the living, that. Right? The psychics are for the living.
Why would you know that?
Full of shit.
Right. Of course. Yes.
First of all, we don't go to psychics. We're very capable. You saw what happened right now. All you did was a couple fancy words and I appeared.
That's right.
If your loved one is not appearing to you after they die, it's because they're not that into you.
Oh, wow. You know, sometimes this is something simple. Very interesting. Yes. It's like even in the afterlife, if they're not calling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take a hint.
Take a hint.
Yeah. I don't want to be with anyone who doesn't want to be with me.
Yeah, is if ghost or living.
Ghost or goblin.
And listen, there could be many reasons for it too. Wait, do you know goblins?
I don't know any personally.
What, babe?
Pardon me.
Oh, that was really good. Sorry.
God, he
sorry,
just appeared
Dini.
Like out of
sorry,
nowhere.
Sorry, I know.
That was terrible.
You're hearing my husband, but he does have
more
a corporal.
Confident than ever.
He's a corporal being. He does have a body, but he's disembodied right now because he's in our coin room.
Doug, you're going to have no problem when you transition to the other side. I mean, that was terrifying.
Doug, you scared a ghost.
Wow, that's
so sorry.
I almost scared me to life.
Trying to take the note.
Oh, is that what you say?
That's
oh,
fun.
That's so funny.
That's fun.
I love
you
knowing.
You can still have fun.
Of course you can.
Oh, sure, I have fun.
All right, so you say you know.
Oh, all
wait,
right, well.
Doug was going to say
well, Doug, did you have
started
a question?
Strong and then all right. you want to move on.
You came in with a very, very commanding, pardon me.
Yeah, let's you let him follow that through. Follow through.
I was going to say this is a big deal for Burnt because here we have a ghost.
Why is he and so stilted in the way
oh,
he
talks? Oh, my word. You know what?
I can't believe
that's just, Doug.
This is...
Well, you know
you
what?
He,
but he
right,
brings
Doug.
Up such a repeated notion on this podcast because it is true. Burnt, why don't you explain
so
to
many
Dee Dee?
Times.
Yes.
Dee Dee, this is embarrassing and I hope you won't find this insulting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I've said for years.
Yep. Literal years.
Literal years. That I do not believe in ghosts.
Okay.
But
yeah.
That I do believe in ghouls.
Now, we need to unpack this with you because can you tell us about ghouls?
Well, is a ghoul just a judgment?
No, I wish it were.
Maybe it is.
It sort of feels like when someone has an opinion and then someone else says you're being judgmental. And it's like, well, no, I'm just having an opinion. Do you see a ghost and you're just angry at it and you're calling it a ghoul?
Well, I think he never had seen one before today.
He's Googling ghoul.
I know he is.
I do think Googling.
Google.
John, you're on fire.
He's on Google.
You're on fire.
Yeah, tell us about Google.
You are on fire.
What'd you find on Google?
All right. According to,
Google knows more than this dead person, but by all means,
I don't know. I'd say it's a 50-50 shot.
I'm going to go to the dictionary. I don't think we need to go to Wikipedia. We don't need to bother Wikipedia with this. We're just looking
Are we writing a speech? The dictionary definition of ghoul is...
Webster's dictionary defines ghoul as... What a weird commencement speech.
Okay, ghoul.
Babe.
What?
While he's Googling, can you... both of my legs are asleep.
Oh, no. What do you want me to do? You want me to come up and move them for you?
Wait, are you sitting cross-legged? Are you sitting cross-legged on the floor?
Oh, you want me to ask Dee Dee to sort of teleport over to the room and come through the wall and fix
wondering
your legs?
If maybe there's anything
this
she can do.
This is a big ask. We just met her.
It's true.
I mean, I can blow out your candle.
Oh, well.
If you have one lit.
Are we still talking about the same?
Yeah.
Yes, Joan. Don't worry. Listen. Even in the afterlife, I don't go after a
like
married
a real,
man.
Put your lips in way.
I'm no Amanda.
To answer Burke's question.
We really need to get into Amanda, by the way. So let's quickly.
Well, a lot of people are, Amanda, so you wouldn't be the first.
The Oxford Dictionary defines ghoul
Dee Dee is sassy. Okay.
An evil spirit or phantom, especially one supposed to rob graves and feed on dead bodies.
Oh, isn't it strange? That's what Burke believes in?
Okay.
Joan, I don't mock your beliefs.
First of all, they're already dead and we don't have other things to eat.
Wait, you're a ghoul?
Oh. I'm a ghost. It's the same thing.
Oh, she's saying they're the same thing.
So you
That's
do.
That's how we eat.
You do.
Ghost
eat,
circles. You,
you
eat. You,
you, rob, you, you graves rob graves? And eat
I don't
dead bodies.
Rob them. Nobody's using them. If they throw out produce at the supermarket, am I dumpster robbing or am I simply hungry?
Wow, this is quite a revelation.
If you bury something, you can't expect to babysit it for the rest of your life.
Oh, and now I understand the word ghoulish. Because
right?
What she is describing.
Well, see, then we get into the second meaning is a person morbidly interested in death or disaster.
Well, I guess it would be any dead person because, of course, they're going to be interested in it because now the death is their life. Really, oh, in a weird way.
Mind blowing.
Babe, first of all, let's handle Doug's legs. What do you want me to do, babe?
What do you say?
I wanted to answer Burnt's question of how I'm sitting. My legs are straight forward. I'm not cross-legged.
Oh, but you are sitting on the floor.
I'm on the floor. And I have my old, I have all my equipment, as you know, on my, what they sell ice cream from in the ballpark.
Like one of those trays hanging down.
So you're in a big carnation. Open space. So with
like
your
sort
legs.
Of cigarette girl, sort of. They must have a name, those trays.
Yeah, you would think that they do.
They must have.
Well, check Google.
Yeah, you know what? While I'm on Google, let's look it up.
So, Doug, you're in a large open room with your legs straight out in front of you.
Yeah, surrounded by coins.
And I don't considering my body is stuffed in a trunk and all mangled up. It seems like a brag to me.
I'm so with you, Dee Dee. And you know what? That's fair because that's what she's experiencing right now.
Are you having troubles with how easily you're breathing as well?
Uh-oh. I don't think you're going to find much sympathy, babe.
How many years you have left to complete the things you wanted?
Ooh, this is awkward.
The lovely rosy tint of
your
skin?
You're getting ghoul schooled.
Seriously. I mean, I don't think you would want to feel what I'm feeling right now.
Babe, do not. Oh, you're making it worse. You're making it worse.
You're right. I wouldn't want to feel what it's like to be alive and be able to just move my legs.
Dee Dee,
on
I can't
so
move
sorry.
My legs.
Babe, just
that's
stop
the point.
Talking.
All right,
just
Robert Klein.
Stand up and get.
They are asleep. And if I stand up, I'll knock over all my coins because I backed myself into a corner. And
why would you do that?
I do think Doug
makes
a good point.
Why would you start the furthest point from the door?
Knocking over a bunch of coins is the worst thing that could happen to anybody.
Babe, do you hear this? Dog. I mean, she's being as clear as she can be that you don't have it as bad as her. And I will come up there. Let me just come up there for a second. A simple
no would have done.
While Bernd is looking up, the cigarette
By
tray?
By the way, I found out what it's called.
What's it called?
A tray.
That must be where it came from.
It's a tray held by a neck strap.
Okay.
Oh, at ball games.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant like an ice cream truck. And I truly thought, I can't believe you think that's called a tray. I was so excited for you to Google it.
Isn't it funny how they share two letters in common?
Bert, you and Dee Dee talk. I'm going to go up to the coin room and I'm going to just sort of shake Doug's legs awake. Okay. I'm not going to ask Dee Dee. She is my guest. I'm not going to ask her to come through my husband's walls. Whoops. That came out weird. And I just don't want her to have to feel like she has to do anything. Well, she's my guest.
I think you're going to need the lasso.
I would if I could. There's not a whole lot I can do.
But you can't go through walls?
Well, I can go through walls, but what am I? I can also go through his legs. I don't think it's going to help.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Good point. How do you feed on the dead bodies then?
Okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to fix his legs. Right, so,
so dead bodies have a different matter makeup.
Sure.
You've heard of the whole concept of 13 grams.
Absolutely, I have.
Okay. When those 13 grams drain out.
I thought it was 24, but.
No, they were wrong.
Well, who would know better than you?
Not anybody.
Of course. This is breaking news. It's only 13.
They should retitle that movie. They really should.
They really should. I mean, since nobody watched it anyway, why not go back and change the name?
Okay. All right. So here.
Hey, don't step in.
I know not to touch any of the coins. Okay. My God.
Sorry about that, Dee Dee. So
when I sink my little teeth into those dead corpses,
right.
I'm actually able to get sustenance because the 13 grams that were holding the molecules together, making them swirl around. I'm not a scientist.
She said swirl. Oh, yeah. Swirl around.
Okay, Dave. Doug. I'm filling
Joan in on the conversation.
Oh, I see.
I'm shaking your leg. Can you hear that? Yeah, because
anyway, the atomic makeup's just completely different, and it's fine for a dead person to eat a dead body. I just can't eat the living. Nor would I try, Amanda. Sure.
Of course.
Let me try to get on my stomach.
So you feel like Amanda is afraid that you are going to try to feast on her?
I don't know what Amanda's problem is. Mm. Bothering her kids at bedtime, entertaining them.
Amanda?
Read to your kids, Amanda. Oh, maybe don't give them so much screen time.
Oh, so you are visiting the kids at bedtime, but you're doing something.
Pardon me.
Good job, babe.
Oh no. Escrow got in here. Escrow.
The coins are everywhere.
The coins are, I can hear the scattering of coins. Dee Dee, I'm very sorry about this. We've never had as chaotic a recording.
I
as
like
this.
The liveliness, and I'm not afraid of Escrow. He's not a terrifying. Like,
oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm back. The coins are everywhere. It's a mess. I heard that you were talking about Amanda. Doug's going to be fine. Let's talk about Amanda.
Yeah.
So walk me through. Also, I mean, I don't know that I missed much in terms of how she eats human flesh. Right? Is that? Do we need to recap that?
It's just
that?
A different atomic makeup once you're
okay,
dead.
Fine. Yes, you know what? I'll just catch it up later.
It has to do with the 13 grams, previously 24, that I assumed was the weight of the human soul, but it turns out it's the 13 grams that hold your molecules together.
Yeah. Okay, got it. So who would know better than you?
Scientists haven't gotten it yet, but they will.
Makes so much sense. So your husband moves out when? At what point? Of the house completely, sells it.
Oh, he sold it probably, you know... I don't have a great concept of time and death, but I would say it was around 6 months after I passed.
Okay. And so
but according to him, after I went missing.
Oh, right. To him, you are still missing because you haven't been found, right?
So that's what I would have liked to hope, but he did remarry within 2 months. So
What?
2 months?
He gave up quickly.
Wait, you were still living in the house because he didn't sell it for 6 months. So he married and brought another woman into that house while you were still in the trunk?
He did. And she said she felt really creepy, bad vibes in the house.
Well,
by the way, I was being so nice. I was being, I bent over backwards, literally, just to be kind to this woman.
Well, like still, what? Can you give us an example?
I would try to inhale her coffee right before she took a sip. And so every time she took a sip, she said there was a cold force that would go in between her and her mug.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. I was a huge coffee fan, if you couldn't tell.
Of course.
In my life.
I could never go without it.
Yeah.
When she got pregnant,
What? I'm sorry. Pregnant?
I also want to go back.
Almost immediately.
What when you did the coffee thing, you were doing this for her?
Yeah, she was bending over backwards for her. Do you mean that just literally, or did you mean that figuratively?
I thought we were trying to help her out together. I thought she would enjoy having a girlfriend when she was so newly married.
But because she couldn't see you, she just thought it was a cold force.
A cold force. She was getting bad vibes. So I'm sorry. He marries a woman 2 months in.
Gets her pregnant. Almost immediately.
What? Excuse me.
She shouldn't
have been drinking coffee.
All the time. She said she felt a cold force inside her womb. She's
probably eating some soft cheeses. Did you have any children of your own?
No, we were trying. I was wearing period underwear when I died.
No, you were wearing Thanks?
I hadn't gotten into Thanks.
Oh.
No, not yet. I was wearing my just...
Oh, yeah, just the
ratty old underwear.
I know, the ratty. I had just gotten my period, so it was another month stained, down the drain.
Disgusting. No kidding, yes. Right?
Oh, it's the
so
worst.
So part of me doesn't want to be fat. Bert.
Right.
How do you know so much about ladies' period underwear?
Well, I've known ladies in my time.
Well, okay. Intimately enough to know their period underwear. All right. Because I'll tell you what, that's a step.
I mean,
It really is.
I have had relationships with them that lasted longer than a month. Yes.
Well, you could have been dating an irregular woman.
Oh, that's true. And you know, believe me, I have.
No, okay.
I'm kidding. Of course, they've all been wonderful.
All right. So I'm so sorry. This is heartbreaking. I am so sorry for you. What made you want to try to be nice to this woman? I would have haunted her. I would have haunted the hell out of her.
It wasn't her fault. You know, she didn't push me into the trunk. Nobody pushed me in. Sure. I was just a little klutzy.
That's very generous.
It had a loose.
Well, about haunting him. Why didn't you haunt him? He's the dick.
Brad?
Yes.
I think he just didn't know what to do with himself. He was a weak, weak man in life. He was a weak. Well, he's still alive. You know, I honestly think he didn't know what to do without me.
Right. Well, I mean, who does? Joan, if you died, do you honestly think Doug would last more than a week?
He would die in that coin room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just illustrated that.
He really did.
He almost died while you're still alive.
His legs had already gone.
Escrow wouldn't eat him.
Your corpse eaten by a dog like Marie Provost.
So she says she feels a bad vibe. They sell the house. They move out.
Mm-hmm.
Now
you're so into the realty of it all.
Well, sorry, I'll come at it from a realtor.
That's right.
Realtor's perspective. Yes.
Are you sad you didn't get the listing?
Well, what I'm interested about,
because Brad did not use female realtors.
Is that
serious?
He had a thing about that.
He thought they were bad luck.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, that does hit close to home a little bit. But what I'm more interested in is, of course, in realty, you must disclose if there's been a death or not. But of course, in this case, he didn't know.
Right.
And there is a haunting clause in realty that most people don't know about. They don't read the fine print.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Which, you know, it's no take backsies.
Oh, okay.
Does that, Joan, does that also cover ghouls?
Well, it does. It does. It's specifically vague. You know what I mean? It
says
no take backsies on any kind of phantasmagorical activity.
In perpetuity throughout the known universe.
Correct. Yes. Amen.
Wow.
And so I'm just wondering if this... especially male realtors, they never read the fine print, so I just wonder.
They never ask for directions. They never read the fine print.
They can't find where their wife is stuck in a trunk in the attic. I almost said refrigerator, but it's the same difference. So they move out and Amanda moves in. Now, is Amanda married? I don't know if you mentioned that.
Yes. Amanda is married to Fox.
Oh, boy.
Fox.
To Fox.
Wow. Mm.
They have four kids.
Oh, boy.
Delightful kids.
Oh, okay.
As of now.
Okay.
She's ruining them day by day. I see
how?
It happening.
Why?
What's she doing?
You can tell. I used to be a babysitter and I had these kids I would babysit. And I'd see the way the parents parented and I would think, 10 years from now, everyone's going to hate you and you won't know why.
Oh, dear.
But wow. I am seeing why. Do you have kids?
I do.
Are you ruining them?
Joan has three kids.
I mean, I think that's ship has sailed.
She has a daughter and two boys.
I bet.
Yes, I have Jalliope and the twins, Matt and
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Now, what happened with Matt? It feels like he really kind of got, he either got off with a great name or an insultingly easy name.
Well, Matt and Melchizedek, who we call Mac for short, so it's Matt and Mac, and it's a lot easier, which we did because you're right. Matt did feel left out. He was like, why did I get the short name?
And why did he?
Well, because I didn't know there was a second one.
Oh, I see. They're twins.
This is, I love this story. We've never discussed it on the podcast. It is, it's kind of a sweet story in a way.
Is it? I guess so. I mean, once after the fact, he just,
because it was a day later,
he kept standing behind him.
He just in the womb. He kept standing behind him in the womb.
Yeah, as they do. They stand behind
still
each other.
Still does that. Sometimes. It drives me crazy.
He's been amazing at hide and seek his whole entire life because that's how he started. We just never saw him on, we never saw Mac on the sonogram, right? Well, sonogram, ultrasound, sure, right?
I wasn't correcting. I'm sorry.
No. You can say either one.
I just popped in my brain and I said it.
It's fine. It's fine, Bert. And look, you know, you don't have to know everything about, you know, everything, you know, in terms of,
boy, that's true.
So, I mean, really up until the day there, I am just, you know, sitting in the hospital bed and I did have a natural birth and I'm thinking this is so amazing. And, you know, Doug is there and we did know that it was a boy. And so, you know, we come out and we'd already been talking about it. And I was like, well, this is our first kid. And at the time I was a little religious, I'll be honest. And I was kind of thinking like, oh, biblical names are so, you're welcome. Yep. And biblical names were kind of like, there was a time in Dignity Falls where everyone was being named like Ezekiel and, you know, Jeremiah and Jebediah.
Deuteronomy.
Right. And
Genesis.
Yes.
I like that name.
Yeah, I
that
mean,
kid Revelations who used to work at the soda shop.
But I thought, well, I don't want to do that.
I would school the kid named the Great Beast.
But I thought, well, I don't want to do that. What if we kind of made up our own biblical sounding name?
Right,
you know, which is how exactly. We got
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek. And, you know, and then Doug was like, oh, he'll be made so much fun of in school. And
he'll
I was
be
like,
made so much fun of.
Yeah. That's exactly how he said it. He's giving you a dramatic reenactment in real time.
Like they say in some regions of the South, they'll make shit of him.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's rough.
That's terrible.
Really rough. The South is rough.
Yeah.
So anyways, he comes out. I'm, you know, overjoyed, beautiful Melchizedek deck. I always have to be. I always have to be careful. I made the mistake.
That sounded like an insult.
If you say that in front of the kids at school, he will definitely get so much made fun of.
I know. And that's why we thought, well, we'll just nickname him Mac. And then all of a sudden, I start.
A day later.
Yes. All of a sudden, a day later, I'm in the hospital. I'm asleep. Baby is, you know, in a little bassinet next to me, asleep. And all of a sudden, I just start getting contractions again, like pushing contractions. And sure enough, and he came out on rails. I mean, I'm telling you, he literally.
And you know what? And what's crazy is available.
He came straight out. I don't know.
He almost did.
Yeah. And landed in the bassinet next to Mac.
Oh my God. Great.
It was
great,
kind of adorable.
He did a little thing with his hands, like on his head.
Yeah.
He did a Burt Reynolds.
That's really cute.
Burt Reynolds slid right into the.
Wow.
And I mean, so he almost had a record for a baby coming out of the womb fastest.
And staying in the womb longest.
With the most velocity and staying in the longest. And then Joan almost set a record for longest umbilical cord.
Yes.
I'm surprised.
Which I guess you would have shared with him.
Well, I did. But you know what's strange? Is that somehow this can happen. The placenta can create two different umbilical cords, but you also sometimes can't see that. So we actually had his own. What is weird is he had his own umbilical cord.
What was it connected to then?
The placenta. Let me explain what happens inside a woman's body.
Please. I thought there was just the one cord and that was it.
There usually is.
Okay.
But are you saying they're daisy chained?
They can't be.
Wait,
they actually literally, this is a true medical fact.
So some twins only get one cord?
No, some, yes.
Two twins,
but
one cord.
And it can't be daisy chained. And it's actually true.
Daisy chained. You're going to, wait.
Well, you know, like.
Is that the scientific explanation?
Yes.
Like the
medical term.
Like the umbilical cord goes to one baby and then actually goes to another.
Oh. Oh, okay. So they're like getting ready for preschool.
The key word there is actually. So the cord goes to one baby, and then actually it goes to another baby.
It's a medical term.
So now you understand.
I do. They actually did help. Sometimes I just need a verbal pause.
It helped me feel like I knew what I was talking about.
I'm not going to lie. It really did help me. I needed the verbal pause.
It helped me pretend to be an expert of what I was talking about.
Comma, actually.
You know, Joan, when I was surprised that he had his umbilical cord, I forgot that they were twins. And then I never even thought about happens with twins.
You just thought I happened to get pregnant with two separate babies, but they weren't twins somehow. They weren't classified as twins.
I won't lie. I got lost in the sauce. But so did he.
The uterine sauce.
Do you know that because I died on my period, I have my period for the rest of time?
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, I'm so
sorry.
Well, I mean, I don't know. In a way, is it, you say you're never going to get it again for the rest of your life. That's what you just said, right? I don't want to make sure I didn't miss
you. No, I believe she said she has it for the rest of her life.
No, are you serious? Oh, I wanted it to be the opposite.
No, she's in her perpetual state of period.
Well, that sounds like hell.
It a little bit is. And I will say, here's where I'll give Amanda some credit. Mm. She doesn't like the blood droppings, and that part I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So you actually are still dropping blood around the house?
Okay, that tampon ran out a long time ago.
Oh, dear.
I don't have extras. There's no tampons for the dead.
Do you have
here, tampon? Free tampons for the dead.
May I ask a question?
There should be free tampons for the dead.
Honestly, even in death, women are getting screwed.
That's right.
Doug, what was your question? Are you still
my
upstairs?
Question? Yes.
Doug, start with your signature catchphrase.
He really scares me. Come on, do your pardon me.
Pardon me.
God, it's can you hear me?
Getting you less confident.
Great. That was very great Poupon of you.
Pardon me.
Ooh, remix.
That was scarier than any ghost who's ever rolled down that window at me.
That
I tell you,
commercial what? Scares the Jesus out of me.
Have ghosts?
It does?
Why did it?
Yeah.
Why does it scare you?
If an old man parks right next to you and slowly rolls down his window,
yeah, you don't know what's happening.
I mean,
last guess is that they
we
need
started
mustard.
Off on a bad foot, and so. I think we can get along on this one.
Wow, okay. That's wonderful to see.
All right, did you say we started out on a bad foot?
Yes.
I just was scared of you. I just
that's
thought
all.
You were scared
I thought
of me.
You were a spirit.
Yeah, you just surprised her with your voice. Now, what was it you were going to say? You said
I was going to ask you two what exactly you're seeing down there. Is this like a corpse? Is it a?
Oh,
I'm seeing a sort of shimmering shape.
Oh my God, thank you.
With a bleeding,
but
tampon.
You know, beautiful. I can.
I can't.
I am so sorry about the chair.
That.
By the way,
she has. Oh.
I'm really
don't
sorry.
Worry about it. It wouldn't be the first time.
It's natural.
It wouldn't be the first time there's
it's
blood on
natural.
That chair.
It's supernatural, but whatever.
This house has been covered in blood.
Really?
I have twin boys. Okay. So
I was going to say, that's not my fault. I don't visit here.
No. So I really want to get into the Amanda of it all. So you, what is your biggest, what would
pet
make
peeve.
You stop haunting her? Oh. What is it that most annoys you about her? I know you said she's ruining
well,
your children.
She wants to exterminate me. That's
a big one.
Really the biggest.
That's
part.
Like number one with
okay,
a bullet.
Stop making your kids carry candles everywhere. It's not quaint.
Oh gosh.
Don't take pictures of them in fields. Don't make them wear old fashioned nightgowns. Don't
she's
make them sleep with
that?
Coins on their eyes.
Wait, what?
She is into weird shit.
Dude, she's okay. doing that with her kids?
She's one of these women who buys these pioneer dresses for like $750
oh,
off
no.
Instagram and then poses in fields with them. And she makes the kids do it too.
Oh, no.
And
like,
Fox
what is that
says
called?
Nothing.
Prairie core? What's it called? That
yeah.
stupid
prairie
thing.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
not.
Prairie core, but with a religious tinge to it, I would
oh,
say,
God.
With the coins.
Amish core?
Yeah. She. You know how back in the day they would photograph dead
cottage
bodies?
Cottage core.
Yes.
That's what it's called. Sorry, go on.
She cottage makes core. The kids... God, it was
good. I apologize.
No, it's fine. She makes it. I'm only here for a brief amount of time before I disappear.
I need to not interrupt you. I need to not interrupt you.
You realize we're working against the clock.
No, honestly, I miss being interrupted. It's been fun.
Oh,
this was fun.
No. Yeah, you miss your husband.
I do. I do. I miss Brad. He would always interrupt me to talk about me. She makes the kids pose as dead bodies and takes photos and then uses a filter on Instagram and does these funny captions like, can you imagine if, like, you know,
what?
Yeah. dying to share these photos of my kids.
Okay, then that's, I have one fun question. If she likes puns. If she's into that stuff, then why would she actually be freaked out by you and trying to get rid of you? It almost seems like she would be into you.
And that was somehow my third question.
But you know what it is? I think because hers is fake and I'm the real thing, I think she's threatened.
Oh,
I bet you're right.
It's like the way somebody mediocre is threatened by real talent.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Wait, so what are we going to do here? So do you really think that anyone is taking her up on this ad? I don't know when it was posted, but have people come to try to get rid of you?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not actually worried about that. Again, they're like mediums. They come in, they're ringing bells, they're lighting candles. I blow them out. It's all...
And you're just sitting there like, give me a break.
It's something to do. I don't mind it. I don't mind the attention.
That's all nonsense, right?
It's all nonsense.
Yeah, she said it's just for the living.
Yes, the only thing that's real is tarot.
I don't know. I didn't know you believed in that.
I believe that's 100% true.
Oh, I did not learn something new about him every day.
I'm not psychic. I don't know things like this. Maybe astrology's real. I don't believe
it. No, astrology's bullshit.
Yeah.
But tarot cards, those are real.
That's real.
Maybe.
Yeah,
really?
You can set your watch to it.
I mean, I'm just saying not related to anything I would know about.
Wow.
Did she say you can set your watch to it?
Watch.
I hope these whites are done in time.
That we get through the cards.
You could time your laundry by the tarot.
You can get through your tarot card reading and have a fluff and fold.
Right. And then if it's not ready, you say, well, aren't I the fool?
Didi is on it.
She is hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I wish you were alive. You and I could have drinks together.
Well, we still could. I just can't actually partake in the drinking of it.
Oh boy.
But I'll get right between you and that shot.
And also put a tarp down.
That's right. I'll feel my cold breeze. What do we do for you? So you say that there's no other place to go. Have you seen other ghosts? Do you hang out with other ghosts? Can you leave the house?
I can't. That's another myth. You can go wherever you want.
You're here. Wherever you want.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no, it's not like Beetlejuice. You don't have to stay in the house. You can say it as many times as you want. I've tried it so many times.
Oh, you have?
Well, he's not coming. There is no Beetlejuice.
There's no Beetlejuice. Only Michael Keaton.
Doug, you say you've tried it as well?
Yeah, probably hundreds of times.
Say Michael Keaton three times.
If you say Michael Keaton three times,
he does show up. Only if you're dead.
Oh, if you're dead.
Really?
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
He hates me.
Sorry to hear that.
I did it once right in the middle of a speech that he was doing to accept an award.
Right.
Everybody thought he was just rude and left the stage.
Oh, no.
But I
summoned him. He just physically travels.
He doesn't have any control.
He disappears.
No, he has to
get summoned. He's compelled.
He has to get.
He has to call.
He walks off stage, call a cab. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he always seems kind of grumpy. You know?
Maybe people
are just constantly summoning him. Dead people.
Yeah.
So you've run into other ghosts. Tell me about that.
Yeah. You know, I've run into them. When I first died, I went everywhere because I thought, well, gosh, here's the perk. I can go into this person's house. I can meet these other ghosts.
Can you go overseas?
Sure. You can do whatever you want. And it's not even that hard. You just think about where you want to be and you go.
Can you go, I hate to say it, but
under the sea?
Oh yeah, I went under the sea. I saw all these deep sea things that I wanted to see.
Oh wow,
thingamabobs, one of my gobs.
Did you see any of those fish that have the lantern on their heads?
Oh yeah,
I saw them and they saw me.
Oh boy. What a weird moment.
It was scary. We both were scared. It was like me and Doug. We scared each other.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what. When you're not, other than the lantern fish, and I don't know why they could see me, I was excited about it.
Okay.
It's a magic lantern. That a lantern. That might be it.
That's your question.
But when you can do anything you want, and when you can go wherever you want to go, but you have no effect and nobody can see you.
Right.
I'll be honest. After like 4 months, I just kind of went back to the house.
Yeah, it's just kind of lonely and sad. Yeah, but wait, what about running into other ghosts?
I mean, every time I went to Montreal. I felt I have no effect on anything here. No one can see me.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to Montreal, honestly. Yeah. That is quite a lot of ghosts say that. Being dead is like going to Montreal.
How interesting. I've never been. Yeah, I haven't even been invited to not feel like anybody.
Do you know what meeting other ghosts is like, though?
What?
Do you ever, like, I don't know if you've ever had a hobby and you thought, it would be so cool to meet other people like this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then they've had that same thought, too. So when you do meet them, They're just parroting every thought they've ever had on repeat.
Mm.
Every ghost just wants to talk about how they died,
sure,
the annoyances, what they would have done with the rest of their life. And I'm the same, but it's just it's a bad book club.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
it's not a club you want to be in.
I thought it would be a nice community.
No, we are like dogs with a bone. Everybody's like, if I had just done this
thing differently. I guess that makes so much sense. They're not happy. They're frustrated.
Very few people wanted to be dead. The suicides are the happiest.
Well,
good to know. Dee Dee, let me ask you this. What would you have done what would you have done differently? How would you, if you could do it over again and you're going up to get those Christmas candles?
I would have just insisted on colored lights. I love those big colored lights.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Why were we doing candles in the window? They were the fake kind anyway.
Yeah.
They weren't even real flames. If I go to a restaurant and there's a fake candle, I go, we have to leave. This is not good ambiance.
Wow. I kind of agree with you. I've never been into those weird orange. They're too orange. Fake candles.
You go to warm your hands. There's no heat.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
You like those big ceramic bulbs that make the clanking noise.
Yeah, the old-fashioned ones.
They're trying to untangle them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. The ones that chip very easily.
They break when you try to unscrew them.
Yes, and then you have to dig. You have to take pliers and dig out the bottom part that would get stuck in there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Sweep up all the tiny little shards of glass.
I love them.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? Once you put them on the tree, you have like 20% working. But that's kind of the fun of it.
That's true. That's right. Oh, my gosh. Well, I just want to do something for you, Dee Dee. You're so delightful.
You are Dee Dee-lightful. Oh my God. Finally a nickname. And after my death, wouldn't you know it? How's that going to catch on?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If I ever meet another ghost, which I might know at this point, because, you know,
who knows?
I'll have my eye out for them. Yeah, I'll tell them to look you up.
We show up all the time. Do you know what you could do for me?
Mm. Okay.
You could kill Amanda.
Okay.
Oh, this is very Much Ado About Nothing now, Bernd, giving our Shakespeare when Beatrice and Benedict finally realize they're in love and he says, ask me to do anything. And she says, kill Claudio.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. It's better for everybody all around.
He did an AMA.
One of his comedies.
It was one of his comedies. Oh, so much death.
It's so hard to tell which ones are the comedies.
It's so true, Dee Dee. It's so true.
Yeah.
I just don't think either one of us can kill Amanda, but maybe I could kill her with kindness. How about that?
Does that count?
Oh, she would hate that. Yeah.
Right?
If you have any kind of club that you could invite her to, she hates being invited to be part of things.
Oh, okay.
If you could tag her in photos she's not in, that makes her lose her
really
mind.
Tag her in photos. Wow. Is that a thing that people do to people?
People will tag you if it's like an event they thought you would like, or if it's like a funny memory.
I see.
And she untags. She doesn't want it to pop up on her other page. You know how there's the other page on Instagram where you can see what people have been tagged in?
Yes.
It really bothers her.
What if sometimes you have to tag people because you want to win a valuable Funko Pop?
Now, is this something that has been invented since my past?
Oh,
it
God.
Is, yes.
A
yes.
Funko Pop.
Explain to her what it is.
Is it a lollipop?
No, it's not. A Funko Pop is a sort of doll that you don't play with.
Yes.
It's only for adults.
Doug loves them.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Natch.
Which ones do you have, babe?
I have Goober.
From the Andy Griffith Show?
Yes.
They don't make a Funko Pop of anything.
Mr. Roper.
Mr. Roper.
You have a
Mike Wallace.
Yes, that's right. And I have a bunch of copies of those three.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And
wow.
Didn't you just get a Pete Buttigieg?
It's like a big hit. It's like a bobblehead, but not, right? It's like a modernized, you know,
big,
just caricature.
Head, just black, dead eyes.
Yeah. Tag her in all of those.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Good.
She will hate it.
Oh, we will do that for
we
you,
will
Dee Dee.
Do
it's
that
the
for
least
you.
We could do.
Yeah. It is. And also the most.
And also, when I drink my coffee in the morning, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to savor it.
Oh, that's
savor
it.
I think I'm just going to try to.
That seems cruel to her.
No,
she loves coffee.
No, she's.
I appreciate it.
Because it's stuff
it's
we take
honor.
For granted,
it's
right?
Exactly.
I'm
going to
think of you.
And I will not haunt you.
I mean,
unless you're bored.
Well,
the
kids
I'll
have moved out.
That.
It's pretty lonely here.
Oh, empty nesting.
That's right.
You look so young. I would never have.
Yes,
oh
all the kids
God.
Have moved out.
They did.
Well, essentially, you know, they keep moving out and then moving back in. Like this month, right, they're out.
That's just them going
this
outside.
This month, Jalliope is
not even 18 yet.
I know, but you know what she did? I guess we haven't talked about this because it was the summer. She went down to Australia to work on a farm. It's big thing now that a lot of like teenage girls are doing.
What a
it's
drag.
Like, no, she loves it.
Really?
Oh, she chose it. I don't know if she's ever coming back. I mean, she's absolutely.
She always says, I'm running away. Before she does these trips that we've planned for her.
Right.
So then it just puts it into our heads.
Oh, so you've planned the trip.
Well, tell her not to go looking for candles in a chest then. Because
I
the
will.
People will go looking for her elsewhere.
I know.
Exactly.
And that could go badly.
But the boys are in college. And so they were home for the summer. It's just there are times when they're all three here again, even though they're older. But right now, currently, they are gone. But yes, Jalliope is supposed to come back. And listen, the twins, they end up coming back quite a lot. So,
sure.
You know.
Do they still stand behind each other?
Yes. What's they still do.
A lot of times are ordered by the court.
Oh, I see.
They love
they
fire.
They get in a lot of trouble. They are very big fire fans. So, yes. I mean, please come keep me company.
I will if you don't mind. Sure.
And just know that Doug is, eventually you'll see what he looks like. Just know that he might just pop up at some point.
Okay, well,
don't be afraid.
Something about him makes me jumpy, but listen,
Do you know, I used to be the same way, Dee Dee. And as of late, Doug and I have become quite good chums.
Well, he seems great. Yes. Please don't think Doug, can you hear me? Doug.
I can hear you.
I don't take it personally.
I don't think you have
at all.
You don't have to you have a microphone. No. You don't have to put on a far away voice.
You're not a ghoul. Babe.
All right.
He's getting, I think he's been in there for too long.
He did do a little ghost voice.
He does kind of seem like a spirit to me. He feels more spirit than living.
He's a sweet spirit. I'll tell you that. He really is. He's a real gentle spirit.
Oh, who was the psychic that used to call people sweet spirit?
Oh, gosh.
Kenny,
I don't know.
Don't care. He was a little tiny Leslie Jordan type guy. And he was a sweet spirit.
Have you seen Leslie Jordan?
Oh, I see Leslie. Oh.
Do you really?
Oh, you know what? He's nice. He's nice. Just as you would imagine.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, he's not full of himself. He's so great.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, he still does little videos. We have our own. We have Dead TikTok. And
oh, you do? Dead TikTok?
The funniest videos.
Oh, my gosh. I love knowing that.
He'll say, do you know what Satan said to me today?
He's down there.
He's in hell.
He'll say, do you know what Satan said to me today? Well, and I said to him, Satan, you don't scare me. You do not scare me. Don't you take that tone with me. We're going to have a party. We are going to make mint juleps. And we are going to party like it is
juleps.
2001.
2001. Oh, my goodness. That sounds like him. That is so funny.
That is so Leslie.
That was a really good impression.
It really was.
It wasn't that great, but Leslie's so fun.
It was
wonderful. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, Dee Dee, I really appreciate you coming and talking to us. Listen, anybody, if you know Amanda, tell her to lay off of Dee Dee and also don't answer the calls to get rid of her because we love her and, you know.
Or do. It's fun. Something for me to do.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know frauds anyway.
You can't exterminate a ghost, by the way.
Yeah, that's not
a
thing.
Of all the language to use. I die, Dee Dee. No.
Oh, wow. Does that happen? Because you talk to yourself a lot.
I guess that must have been what happened. I'm so embarrassed.
So sorry. No, right
it's okay. I say that to myself all the time. Damn it, Joan.
Joan.
So many times I'm like, hi, Bert, how are you doing today?
Oh, yes.
But he says it angrily.
I do that too. I do this the small talk.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes I don't like to get too personal with myself, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Dee Dee, I'm so thankful. We're so grateful that you chose to share your story with us.
Yes. Well, thank you for letting me.
There's so many residents of Dignity Falls I didn't realize were here because they are largely invisible and dead.
And you have expanded our neighborhood, our sense of neighborhood, because we now are realizing that our neighbors are also in another realm and we can now reach across.
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh. I think I just wanted to say realm.
Well, I'm a little jealous. I wish I'd said realm.
And don't worry about your loved ones who are buried underground. They're not there. That's just...
Because you ate them.
Because I ate them.
Well, Dee Dee, thank you so much for joining us. We will have more when the Neighbor Listen returns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is Diana. Pizza Hut, 3! Don't order for Pizza Hut. I ordered online pepperoni, hamburger, and pineapple, and they gave us hamburger, pineapple, and tomatoes. We don't eat tomatoes on our pizza. They said I clicked on tomatoes, and I know what I ordered. They won't fix it. Never again. Pizza Hut sucks. So now I have a 5 and 1 year old that is going hungry tonight because I can't fix dinner because I fractured my wrist and sub.
And we are back at the neighborhood.
Wow.
Listen, Joan, that was my whole worldview has changed.
Same.
Now I believe in ghosts and ghouls.
Which, and now we know they are one and the same.
Although, you know what? I've only seen the one ghost, so maybe she's the only one.
Oh, burnt.
It's possible.
She told us about Leslie Jordan's death talk post.
Maybe she was lying.
I don't think she was lying.
You think Leslie?
Why would a ghost need to not tell the truth ever again for the rest of their life?
For attention.
Oh, no. That's not. We are not going to besmirch Dee Dee's name here. After
well, I shouldn't do that. And I apologize to Dee Dee, of course. All right. Well, we have time for one more post. And this is where do you hear this one? This comes from Shaquana, and Shaquana here in Dignity Falls says, someone rang my doorbell last night, but I didn't see anyone on my camera. When I opened my door this morning, these carrots were on my doorstep. I called the police. They said, don't touch them. They came and discarded them. This is crazy. Has this happened to anyone before? And there's a picture, as you see, on the doormat. There are 3 carrots, good-sized carrots, mm-hmm. just neatly placed there on the doormat. Mm-hmm.
I will say the picture, like if I just picture, okay, I just use the word twice, meaning different things. If I picture in my head,
imagine
someone, if I just imagine someone in my head,
you imagine
me,
there's someone in your head.
Okay. Now burnt. I am trying to get this
I'm
thought
sorry.
Out.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to follow along.
I know. So am I.
Lost me at imagine.
So I forgot.
Thanks, Doug.
I guess no imagine. Just a blue. What is it? Just a flat line.
It's a blue line if I'm lucky.
Just a blue line.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
That's right. And if you're not lucky.
Oh, there's nothing.
Just a void.
Void. That's just terrible.
Like the old Mac commercial.
So
minus eternity. John Hodgman and Justin Long.
That feels like 50 years ago.
It sure does, Joe.
Okay, so if I imagine in my head, someone says a bunch of carrots was left on my doorstep. Mm. I'm picturing a bound bunch of carrots
right.
or like they're all together.
Right,
picture, they are 3 laid with space between them. And that is what makes it creepy to me. Because it's almost like it's ritualistically laid out like that.
Well, right. But now Shaquana does not say a bunch.
Oh, okay.
She just says, someone left these carrots on my doorstep.
You know what? My brain made it a bunch, right? Because I think that's what you picture. You picture a bunch of carrots. Not 3 carrots laid out.
No.
Like, it's creepy. The picture's creepy. I would be creeped out, too, by that. It's kind of like, you know, when you see, I mean, we talked about this many episodes ago, how... you know, there were stone structures outside of our house.
Yes,
that's
right.
Boys were doing, but we.
I forgot.
They got progressively closer and that's closer to the house.
That's right.
I don't know if anyone will remember, but I sure do. And so I would be sensitive to something like that on the doorstep. I mean, first of all, I would think it was the boys now doing it with vegetables and I'd be mad at them for being wasteful. But why would someone leave just 3 individual singular carrots on the doorstep?
Do you know who I think it is?
Who?
The grocery gang.
Oh. I do not know much about the grocery gang. Why don't you tell everybody?
They, the grocery gang, and they've been dormant for quite a long
time. Have they? Okay.
But in the...
They must have a new leader.
In the... Well, they've been dormant since the 90s. That was their heyday.
Oh, wow.
And they were, it was a group of about 10 or 12 kids. Mm-hmm. Nobody was ever sure if it was 10 or 12. Mm-hmm. And they ranged in age from 11 to 13.
Yeah.
And they were going around and they were leaving, sometimes it would be two cabbages. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would be... a bulk bin candy just laid out there.
Wow.
Sometimes it would be almost expired milk.
Yes.
But if you got in the house quick enough, you could probably use it.
Oh gosh.
And
so were they trying to be creepy or were they actually trying to be kind?
They said they were trying to be creepy, but when they would say it, they sounded kind, and so it was very confusing.
Oh.
They would make these audio recordings.
Oh, that's right. I remember this now.
And you could hear them on ham radio.
Yes. Which you followed all the time.
Which, I, back in the 90s, yes, there was a bit in Dignity Falls. There was a huge ham radio craze.
There was.
And it started as CB radio, and then within a week, it turned to ham radio. Uh-huh. Because people didn't want to get in trucks. And so these kids would get on the ham and they would say, we left some more groceries. We left them on the front step. So if you open your door and there's groceries there, the grocery gang did it.
And I think this had a lot to do with the fact that all of these kids, and maybe this is what made them sort of identify with each other, is they all just hadn't gone through puberty yet and their voices had not dropped.
That's right.
So in their minds, they're saying, we left groceries out there.
Yes.
And they're like, we left groceries out there. And They no matter what they tried, they couldn't sound menacing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And what? So, oh, yeah, but yeah, babe?
I was going to ask what the prank was. Like, what's the bad part of the groceries? Because they let you know that they're there.
Right.
So you get, they warn you not to step on them.
Well, they would tell you, yeah, it's true.
I would think you would trip on the groceries at least.
They probably thought, oh, you know, sort of you see in movies, there's calling card, you know,
yes,
but like
exactly.
They didn't realize that it's actually just, you know, that's not, that's even less scary if you yes. make someone aware.
Also, they exactly. did pick a new leader because the white smoke was coming out of the candy shack.
Which is their hideout, their secret hideout, which is not so secret.
Oh, no, the candy shack burned down.
Oh, no.
That's what that white smoke was.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the candy shack burned down.
Oh.
Yes.
So yeah. Maybe they're
no survivors.
So then it's not them.
Oh, geez. Because we were all like hooping and hollering that they picked a new leader.
No, really?
Who's we, Doug?
Yes, were you in? Were you in the gang?
No, of course not.
Just, you and your friends still follow up on the grocery gang more?
Yeah, okay. Some of the townspeople.
Like in the way that people used to be fans of Jesse James. You.
Well, it is true. There were some girls, of course, of their same age that kind of found them a bit sort of, you know, probably those same girls that thought they were into bad boys. They were into this grocery gang. Mm. And there has been, I will say, there has been some chatter and sort of like a revival all these many years later. Now all these fans of the grocery gang are older ladies, moms that, you know, are like yelling for them to have a reunion, you know,
right.
like go on a cruise and have them put groceries outside of your staterooms and stuff like that. That's what a lot of these gangs, you know, these boys
prank
have
gangs.
Gotten back together
yeah.
to sort of, you know, make a lot of ladies in their middle age, in their mid 40s happy again.
Oh, it's like the boy bands getting back together. Sure. Was that supposed to be more subtle than that?
I mean, it was just supposed to be
was it more
easier
fun if
to
I didn't
get
say
to
it?
Than that.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
On my end.
You know, but I don't think it's the original gang because the rumor has it they grew up to be the Janoskians.
The grocery gang grew up to be the Janoskians.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, and they became heartthrobs.
Yes.
But now I think it could be a copycat.
Oh.
It could be a copycat gang. Because, you know, it's these things are cyclical. So now there's young kids that are coming up and they hear stories about the grocery gang and they say, we're going to do that. You know,
I mean, I have to say that's what you got to love about Dignity Falls is that, you know, if this is the kind of I don't even want to say crime, soft crime. I'm not even sure if it is. It's the kind of mischief that people
it's
are
mischief.
Getting down to.
It's mischief.
It's just good old fashioned mischief.
Yeah.
And so it's not so bad.
And it's like, you know, Miss Being a Mischief, of course, the night before Halloween here in Dignity Falls, you know, some places have, they call it Devil's Night. Some people call it Mischief Night. Mm-hmm. And here at Dignity Falls, it's called the Night of Terror. Oh, right. And it used to be quite literal, and it was a very, you did not want to go out.
It's not quite the Purge, but it was.
No, it's not quite the
it
Purge.
It was, you know,
yeah,
kind of close.
I mean, like, you know, major crimes were not legal, but you could assault people.
I was surprised that Dignity Falls did that because, you know, like I said, it's been a relatively safe place to live.
For so long.
For so long.
50 years.
You mean there was one that lasted 50 years?
There was one that lasted 50 years because it was a weird daylight savings time loophole. Anyway, I think we're doing daylight savings time this year, by the way, in Dignity Falls.
Good.
It changes. People don't know. It changes from year to year.
Yes, we're like it's those small towns in Indiana that don't change. You know, where we just never ever change the clocks. Yeah. And I love it, but I'm too upset right now about the fact that we're going to change
them. I like changing the clocks.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Why
is
that?
I do like that.
Is that because you get up so early to go to visit your potential crime scenes and then it won't be dark?
Well, now I've stopped doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I've stopped doing
that. Sorry.
But I do. I like changing the clocks because it makes me feel like
clocks.
What's that?
You say changing them clocks?
I did not mean to. Is that what it sounded like?
That's good.
Changing them clocks. I like changing them clocks. Because you know why? Because it makes me feel like I have power over time itself.
Oh, wow. So that's a lovely way to look at it.
It's not 11. It's 10.
That's right.
And I deem it so. And then I open up the...
And then 6 months later, you go, I'm sorry I did that. And you turn it back.
Yeah, I do apologize for the clock. But not the microwave, though. I want to apologize to the microwave. Really.
So wait.
I apologize to any clock with a face, I'll apologize to. But I will not apologize to a microwave or a digital clock.
They have no soul.
No.
Why do you like it? Sorry, did we get to that part?
It makes me feel like I have a power over time itself.
Yeah. That's it. There was nothing. It was just that. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't like it because it makes me feel like I have no control. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is interesting, Joan.
Anything about it. Well... women are from which were they?
Women are from Venus. And men are from Mars.
I couldn't remember which planet.
Good for you for switching the order.
I just know they're different.
That's right. Men are from Jupiter. Women are from the planet formerly known.
Doesn't matter. Just any other planet. That's whatever right. the worst one is.
That's right. Are they still making those kinds of books? They probably still are, right?
Oh, gosh, I can't imagine. I just don't think so. I think now the books are more like, I raised the kids, I left the husband, I'm on Earth.
Now those my life
are
is
the
good.
Books now. Now my life is good, yeah.
Why did I have those kids and that husband?
But not the kids, maybe just the husband. Mm. There's a lot of books out there like that.
You're allowed to hate your kids.
Oh, well, I don't. I
You're
can't
allowed
say
to.
That as I mean, I guess. It, look,
I'm not saying
each,
I'm not encouraging
to
you
to. Their own kids, but I do not. I love my kids, but, you know, no matter people, what they put me through.
Some people have kids who are duds.
Oh, dear. Oh, we can't get into that.
It's true. But it's true. And you know it's true.
Oh, beer.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, dear. That was a combination of deer burnt.
Beer.
Oh, beer.
I don't hate it. I think it's kind of nice.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Well, tell
folks.
You what. This episode has made worms meat of me, burnt. I'll tell you what. I am done. I'm done.
Absolutely.
Stick a blade in me. I'm done.
Absolutely. 'Tis enough. 'Twill serve. So, yes, if you would like to send us a neighbor hap post, screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We don't need the... the comments. We just need, if the post is interesting, send the post. We thank everyone who has sent us posts. If you want to hear ad-free versions of this show, of course, you go to Comedy Bang Bang. No, it's not. Well, you don't say the whole thing. You just say cbbworld.com.
Either
but
or.
If you go to comedybyworld.com, it will take you
that works
to the right place.
Yes.
Oh, I love
Wow.
I love when they do that. When they're like, people are going to get it wrong, but we'll still get them. These fools.
Oh, Bert, easy. I mean, that's not what we're calling. We're not calling our listeners fools.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I didn't come up with the domains.
Oh, gosh.
I like that they're called domains.
Oh, that sure makes fun. You feel powerful.
It does. Except when I'm in someone else's domain, which is all the internet.
You're
really.
In your own domain right now up there. Did you get all the coins put up back up again?
Yes, but Why? Then I realized that I need to feed the meter.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. And you're in front of your own home?
I don't allow him to.
It's my own meter. And
I don't
he's not allowed to park in the drive? Why?
Because he took up all that space inside with renovating the Ford Explorer.
Oh, right.
And then once he did and he got rid of it, I was like, that's it. That's I don't right. want anything else in the garage.
Never again. You've lost your drive privileges.
Yeah. Well, you just lost your parking privileges, your garage right. privileges.
Yes.
All right. So.
All right.
Well, you know, I feel like that's, you don't want to overstay your welcome with the listeners. And at a certain point, I feel like me and Doug get into it too much sometimes. And people don't need to hear that.
I think people like it. It's a little window into the world. You do? It's a little spicy.
Okay, maybe so. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I mean, if your neighbors are fighting, you're definitely listening.
That's true.
I don't think we fight much.
No, our fights are they're more like they're more silent. You know, they're more in actions rather than words.
Silent but deadly.
They're a little bit passive aggressive yes. sometimes. That's on me. I Fair need enough. To work on that. We shouldn't get into it right now.
No, we should. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back with more Neighborhood Listen next week. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Aaron Whitehead. The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.